Time for our book review of the week, courtesy of Unity Books on Willis Street. Marcus Greville is along. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, have you all recovered from the big
the big sale
on Saturday? I saw that Unity Books having a 25% off was all books on Saturday to celebrate the
5th. Yeah, last Saturday was pretty immense. Some of us are still dealing with pulled muscles and, and that sort of thing, but it was a great success.
Fantastic. That was to celebrate Unity Books' 50th anniversary, which is an amazing achievement.
Yeah, it's been a big month.
Especially in this day and age of retail, you know, where you've got shops coming and going, to survive 50 years and to be as strong as Unity Books is and such a presence in Wellington is incredible.
Yeah, it was a really, really lovely look at our origins and appreciation of Alan Preston, who's an absolute legend, and also to appreciate the growth and support we've had over all that time. It's been fantastic.
And people are reading books. That's what's most important. People are reading physical books.
It certainly warms our hearts.
Which I'm sure it does. Now, speaking of books, you've got our book review of the week. This week it's called Home Fire by Camilla Shamsi.
She was recently on the book along list. She didn't make it to the shortlist, which I take as a personal betrayal. it's an extraordinary book. It's a reworking of Sophocles' play Antigone, or at least reworking the themes of it rather than the whole play. It's all about family loyalty and civil disobedience. Antigone was about fealty to the status versus family and love, while Shamsi has gone far wider. She's looked at the fractious cultural, political, and religious state between the East and the West, specifically Pakistan and the UK, and looking at the place of Muslims in a world that's hostile to their presence. But she does it with a nuance and tenderness that is it never indulges in black and white thinking. It's absolutely wonderful.
Has she? I mean, I assume she's done other books with similar kind of veins running through it. Is this kind of a theme?
No. Well, yes and no. She often draws on history and politics, but she's a real internationalist of writers. I think I'm not sure if it was her last one, Burnt Shadows, had a lot to do with the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima and sort of roll-on effects into present day. She casts a wide net. This one, I think, was particularly personal for her because she's a dual citizen of the UK and Pakistan, and her astute political and cultural observations are invaluable.
Okay, so roughly what happens in Home Fire?
It's tricky. Like, there are some things I would hate to give away, but essentially it pivots around the choices of a particular young man who's and his two siblings, his two sisters, whose father was a jihadist in the 80s and 90s, first in Yugoslavia, then in the Middle East. And they never knew him, yet his choices put them on watch lists. You know, they were always random checked at airports, all that sort of thing. But this absence of this figure in this young man's life leaves him open to radicalization by a recruiter for ISIS. And the decisions he makes have these just incredible roll-on effects into the lives of others, including the son of the new Home Secretary, who is UK Home Secretary, who is also of Pakistan extraction. And it's incredibly intense. It's told in five distinct parts, each main character telling a section of the story. It rolls sequentially through that with this tension building and always surprising in the direction it goes. She never falls back on weird, easy tropes.
And very current and very, very relevant by the sounds.
Given
what we are seeing happening in the world.
I think the nuance in there, it opened my eyes to a number of things. I mean, a simple thing like the opening chapter, Isma, one of the lead characters, is just going through an interview at an airport. She's been interviewed by Immigration and Border Control. And what she has going on in her head, which is just a paranoid thinking of what I can't say, and weirdly coming down to whether she believes in the Great British Bake Off or not. it's extraordinary, and I think it it has the potential to upset some people because of the lack of black and whiteness about it.
Okay, you mentioned it had been long listed for the Man Booker Prize, and you sound a bit outraged by that.
Yeah, I'd actually picked it to win.
Really? How many people actually pick that prize? Do you know? I mean, is it a judging panel of hundreds or thousands? Or?
It's submission from publishing houses initially, and they have an immense number of submissions. In the committee, which I think is 5 people this year.
5, okay.
Yeah, winnow it down to a long list of 12 and then a short list of 6. And then they basically just get into a month-long fist fight about who's going to win it.
Who does what? But if you were on the judging panel, you would say that this is the winning book of the year, effectively.
Yeah, that would have been my pick.
Wow.
It's from the short list of the winner, it's extremely hard to make the pack,
and it's been getting extremely positive reviews in pretty much every review you see as well. It's called Home Fire. It is our book of the week, courtesy of Unity Books by Camilla Shamsie. As I said, long listed for the 2017 Man Booker Prize. Very pleased to say we have a copy to give away today, courtesy of Bloomsbury Publishing. If you would like it, just be caller number 3 0800 80 1080, 472 1035, and our book of the week, Home Fire by Camilla Shamsie, will be all yours. Marcus Greville, fantastic review. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I'll let you get back to Unity and continue to pick up the pieces after the sale.